In the matter of SEAL Team 6 versus the nations of the world, we call John Bellinger, international law expert from the Council on Foreign Relations.
The only rule under international law would be that they may not shoot someone who is surrendering or has been knocked completely out of the combat.
The bin Laden raid, heroic justice, or flagrant violation of law and sovereignty? Can you get charged with murder and burglary in the war on terror?
And who wants to read SEAL Team 6 their rights? Your witness, counselor. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Coming up, a discussion of the international legal implications of that bin Laden raid on this Friday, May 6th.
But first, let's get to the headlines, where we're getting a look at what they found in bin Laden's compounds, and it appears to be a sort of terror wish list. CIA officials say information seized by the Navy SEALs at bin Laden's place includes a handwritten note about derailing U.S. trains on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, but it doesn't appear that the plan got very far. Officials say intelligence also shows bin Laden wasn't just the figurehead that many analysts believed. It shows he played a direct role for years in plotting attacks from his hideout. New York Times' Scott Shane will join us later with more details on what else was on bin Laden's computer.
We're also learning that a CIA team rented a house near bin Laden's compound and had it under surveillance for months. The team would watch the house from behind mirrored glass and use sensitive eavesdropping equipment to try to pick up the voices inside. The team often saw a tall man make regular prison yard-style walks in the compound's courtyard, but they were never able to confirm the man they dubbed the Pacer was bin Laden.
President Obama will meet with Navy SEAL team that carried out the raid at Fort Campbell in Kentucky. Yesterday, the president laid a wreath at the World Trade Center site and met with New York City firefighters and policemen stationed near Ground Zero. New York City Fire Chief Edward Kilduff says the families of firefighters who died on 9/11 appreciated the visit.
Justice is probably the correct word, certainly not closure. So I think the burden is a little bit lighter, but this is an ongoing thing, and we've got almost 3,000 families with a hole in their heart.
We'll have more coverage on the death of Osama bin Laden throughout the morning.
Syrian security forces and soldiers have taken up positions in several cities as the regime prepares for anti-government protests after Friday prayers this morning. Here in the U.S., there's a high anxiety on the mightier-than-usual Mississippi River. In Tennessee, prison inmates are filling thousands of sandbags to protect one of the many cities threatened by potentially historic floods. Brenda Johnson in Hickam, Kentucky, says she's never seen the river so high.
I've lived here 66 years, and I did not live through the 37 flood. They say it was bad, but they say it's nothing like this. They say this is the worst.
Parts of the Mississippi Delta in Louisiana are beginning to flood this morning, and homes are now being evacuated.
April unemployment numbers come out later this morning. Analysts expect to add 185,000 new jobs. Republicans say they're scrapping Congressman Paul Ryan's plan to overhaul Medicare until after next year's elections. But House Republicans did pass a measure to open up the coast of Virginia to offshore drilling and expand current operations in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oil is dropped through the floor. The price of oil saw its biggest one-day drop in more than 2 years, closing under $100 a barrel, part of an overall plunge in commodities that rattled the global markets. Good news equals bad news. Asian markets are down this morning. European indices are mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,584. The S&P, 1,335. The Nasdaq opens at 2,814. This morning, more coverage of the bin Laden raid in a few minutes. Was the U.S. strike legal? Did it violate Pakistan's sovereignty? And we're also going to take a step back all morning for a special lady to talk about.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Keep mama in your thoughts and hearts. And, thank your mother on our program, why don't you? 877-8-MY-TAKE. She's done a lot for you. Mother's Day memories and thank yous on The Takeaway.
Your love is like tears from the stars.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.